Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
And a very good evening to Penny Ashton.
Putting that on. Am I on?
Yes, you're on. The big red button's on.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And kia ora, good evening to Josie Pagani.
Hello, I'm on too.
Ah, it's good to have you both here. We want to rip through a couple of things tonight, but let's start off with this Tertiary Education Union report. We had the Tertiary Education Minister on the show just after 5 o'clock. A couple of listeners pointing out that perhaps he didn't sound terribly confident with his portfolio, but some pretty interesting figures out of this report. More than 60% of the tertiary education providers surveyed said they felt uncomfortable with the amount of pressure they've been put under to pass students in our tertiary institutions. What do you make of this, Penny?
I mean, that's crazy, like utterly crazy. I was in education a long time ago, before you were born, not quite, but, and at university, and like the thought that they're letting people in, like I was reading that have really low literacy levels and actually can't speak English, you know, and I'm not like, oh, you shouldn't speak English if you're coming here, but if you're trying to get a tertiary education in New Zealand, you need to be able to speak English.
Yes.
So if that's the level that they're letting people in at, that's a bit of a horror show.
In saying that though, it can be reduced to semantics, doesn't it? Because at the same time, we want people to be better educated. It would be a good thing if we had people coming out of our tertiary institutions a whole lot smarter than they were 10 years ago, Josie.
And I really don't want to believe this, Jack, because I have just done, or in the middle of doing, a course in international law at Vic University, because on this program, I used to get into fights with lawyers who would give me a hard time about arguing for intervention in Syria to stop terrible crimes against humanity. And I thought, actually, I need to know what I'm talking about. So I went and signed up for this thing, and I'm getting A's. And if anyone's telling me that I'm buying my way into that degree, or I'm going to damn well kill them myself. But no, I think there is certainly a culture of sort of rack 'em, pack 'em and stack 'em at the moment. And that's the problem when you have a competitive fee-paying model, that there is an incentive to just get as many students in as possible. And I think that's a problem. But I think the solution is probably a couple of other things. One is we should have external markers. So not who check the university's markings so that the standards that are maintained, and that's common in other countries, but it should be common here. And also a bigger concern, I reckon, Jack, is that the international rankings globally, there is hardly ever a New Zealand university that consistently makes it in the top, I don't know, 100 list of best universities in the world. And we should be. There's no reason why we shouldn't be. So, there's some issues there that I think are beyond this, but certainly there is a culture that is where the incentives are saying, you know, pack the lecture hall and that's the most important thing.
The thing is, though, it's a balance, isn't it? Because we obviously want to educate as many people as we can, and the minister pointed out that the qualification rates for Māori in the last 8 years have dramatically improved, which you would think is a good thing. But it's actually not in our institution's best interests, in the medium to long term at the very least, to pump through any old graduate. You know, they say C's get degrees, but you don't want everyone passing, because in the end, that's just going to detract from the university's or the tertiary institution's reputation.
I mean, yeah, like we were scaled at school for a reason, like the bell curve sort of situation. You know, it was always rubbish if you were scaled down, of course, but, you know, yes, you do need some people. I mean, it sounds terrible to say you need people failing, but if everybody is 100% pass rate, it does seem, you know, just unrealistic.
Is this an extension of the NCEA, namby-pamby, everyone gets a pat on the back? I knew this is where this debate was going to go, Josie.
I was just going to say that. I think this culture starts at NCEA. And what you see, I see this with my kids at the moment, that they teach to the test. So at university, the courses I've been doing only a few weeks ago, and they've been fantastic, I hasten to add, but there is a tendency to go, the students will put their hands up at university and at NCEA and go, oh, is this going to be in the test, miss? Is this going to be in the test, sir? And you think, well, actually, at university, you should be being trained to think outside the box. You know, these are people, we don't necessarily want people to become international lawyers, for example. We want them to be thinking, you know, what is the role of international law? Why is it important? And so you should be encouraging them not to do it just to the test. And I think there's a culture of teaching to the test, which is unfortunately curbing innovation, if anything.
Or at the very least, we can debate whether or not we need more international lawyers, but at the very least, I would like for my mechanic to be able to competently fix my brakes.
You're international mechanic.
Yeah. You know, it's